It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and it's the radio segment that booed when the blue confetti came out at the gender reveal party.
Oh, no!
Has that happened before?
It's...
Nobody booed!
He booed.
Oh, man.
Wanted a girl. But anyway, if you haven't heard it, Coven Sanity's where we talk about some of the funniest and strangest news stories going on during the pandemic, like this one. There's a guy in Michigan who had a virtual court appearance for driving with a suspended license, and things took an interesting turn in the case when at one point during the call, he moved his camera and it showed him doing the interview from inside his car.
Wait.
Whoa.
And when the judge noticed, here's what he had to say.
You're also sitting in the driver's side of a vehicle. Your driving privileges are presently suspended.
Oh.
I believe you drove to wherever you are in the vehicle you're in, and you're dumb enough to come on video with you sitting in the driver's seat of a vehicle. It makes me think maybe you haven't really got the message.
Oh, instant suspension.
Yeah, he's like,
yikes.
No, it's a green screen.
Yeah, I'm in England right now. The steering wheel's on the other side.
Yeah,
no, not smart to be driving during your court hearing for driving with a suspended license.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
What an idiot. Yeah.
So clearly we're still not done with the Zoom fails.
Uh-huh.
And the other day there was a priest in the UK who was asked to perform an online baby christening over video chat.
Okay, I mean, how can that go wrong?
Well,
it's like something that you've done how many times?
Yeah, this is your job.
It's a good question, but somehow he accidentally had a Blues Brothers filter on while he performed the service. So it gave him a fedora and big sunglasses during the entire ceremony, and he couldn't figure out how to get rid of it.
Of course, because he's an older priest.
So he christened this baby as the Blues Brothers.
What was he doing earlier in his day where he was on a Zoom call that needed the Blues Brothers filter? Because it didn't come from nowhere.
That is so specific, too.
Yeah. Have you ever held your breath while walking past people on the street just in case they've had COVID? You know what I mean?
Oh,
no.
Not really.
You haven't walked by someone and just like held your breath just in case?
No, I just wear a mask and keep my distance.
Even
I don't
still.
Know anybody else.
I feel like people do that around me because I look smelly.
Yeah.
I know I've done that, even though it doesn't really make any logical sense.
Okay.
Yeah, if you're wearing a mask or something.
And if you have, you might wonder, does that actually help or are you just being totally stupid?
Okay.
Well, a clinical virologist in England and an aerosol expert at the University of Colorado have weighed in on this. And the official answer is, it probably won't help, but it might.
Wow.
How is that
that an official answer?
That's science answer.
I mean, it
you.
Is science answer. Well, we don't actually know.
Yeah, but couldn't hurt.
Yeah.
Well, next flight I
Go
take,
ahead.
I'm holding my breath the entire 4 hours just in case.
Yeah, it's a good idea, Jose. See how that turns out.
They say in rare situations, holding your breath could be useful, like if the other person happens to cough just as you walk by, if they're, quote, speaking moistly on their phone.
Speaking moistly?
Whatever that means.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
I'm coming over later, Sarah. I'm going to talk to you again. Do it.
We're doing another edition of
COVID Sanity.
Finding the not-so-serious stories happening during the outbreak. And for all the singles out there, if you're wondering the hot new pickup spot right now, apparently it's the vaccine line.
Oh,
let's go.
People are looking for love while waiting for the jab. And especially older folks. One woman said, quote, my 89-year-old mom was chatted up by a guy in line that told her, I'm 96.
Oh.
Do you have a friend with you?
Nice.
She's not even asking for her number. He's asking for a friend.
I think he just has bad eyesight. And he's like, is that a friend next to you? I can't see. But yeah, no, people are ready.
I love that.
Many are predicting a wild summer of love coming up.
Oh, yeah. I hope so.
I mean, that's the thing. You want to meet them in the vaccine line because then you know they're vaccinated.
Yeah.
Right?
Duh,
you got proof.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize.
Then we go up to my car and keep the mask on. Girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, some kinky like that.
I've got an injection. Speaking of... Sorry.
That was bad timing.
That was terrible timing. Let's go forward.
What?
Speaking of vaccination lines, there's a new term for vaccination selfies that people are posting after they get their shots.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I've heard a lot of these.
They're called vaxies.
Vaxies, oh, that's cute.
Yep.
I took my vaxie.
Yep.
They're
becoming a huge trend on social media.
That's life now.
if it doesn't have a weird, funny term for it, then it's not real, I guess. The pandemic may also be responsible for naming the newest generation of kids.
Oh, my husband was just asking, like, what are our kids' generation called?
Media experts are saying Gen C is catching on.
C for coronavirus?
As in COVID.
Oh, no. To be labeled that forever?
They say COVID is going to define that entire generation.
Gen C? I can see it, unfortunately.
Wow. So, anytime they do something like socially awkward, it's the Gen C.
Yeah.
They got some of the Rona still up in their head, back in the day.
They weren't socialized correctly, so you have to forgive them.
Keep an eye out for those awkward Gen Cers.
Oh, poor babies.
And there's a lot of TikTok videos going up lately from people who are nostalgic for the early days of quarantine.
What? How are you, like, when we were truly, honestly fearing for our lives and stockpiling toilet paper?
Well, it was just, I think, more of how naive we were in the early days when we were like, it's just going to be a couple weeks
here.
Yeah. 2 weeks off work? This is going to be awesome.
Like the picture I took in the first week where I was like, oh no, 2 weeks off of school. Yeah. This is going to be crazy with the kids home for 2 weeks.
My bangs are never going to look this good again. One of them says, quote, it was so fun back when we were all just complaining.
Yeah. Before it became real. I see. Yeah. I see what they're saying.
Finally, a guy from Iowa was so bored during the quarantine that he built an entire video rental store in his basement.
I saw a video of this guy's basement, legit looks like a video store.
Like his own Blockbuster.
Yes.
He set up aisles of shelves with DVDs stacked on them. He put up movie posters and memorabilia on the walls.
Cool.
And he even had an area with movie snacks and a cash register so he could check out his movies.
Yeah.
The TikTok videos of it are pretty insane. And apparently he even built a little adult film section behind the counter.
Whoa. Wait, it's just for himself, all this?
Well, I think his neighbors and stuff were allowed to come over, but maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know.
Yeah, but those are the COVID-sane feel-good stories coming out of the outbreak. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.